Thank you, everybody, for your attention. This is the time and place for the special meeting continuation of the Sacramento City Unified School Board. This is Friday, May 11, 2012, 6:30 p.m. Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Member Arroyo. Vice President Cuneo.
Here.
Member Bell. Member Kennedy.
Here.
President Rodriguez.
Here.
Member Terry.
Here.
Vice President Wu.
Present.
Student Member Gardone.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. Well, we have item 2.0, announcement and public comments regarding items to be discussed in closed session. Mr. Gay Ross.
I understand that we have a number of comments on 2.0 as well. Those comments, which you're entitled to make before we go into closed session. However, if you would like, and you might consider this, those items will also be heard in item 6.1, and that's after we come out of closed session and return to open session. So if you would rather save your comments, because there was not a necessity to do it twice, if you would save your comments for 6.1, we can move through the closed session much quicker, and we would, and that would help all of us this evening. Also, Gabe, how many comment cards do you have?
I'm still working on an accurate count, but we are approximately 60 or 65.
All right. So traditionally or typically we allow two minutes per person per comment. I think if those numbers continue to increase when we take all of them up, I'll be asking my colleagues if their preference is to allow 1 minute per person. And I'm announcing that now in order to allow you to trim your comments to fit in the event that we end up with 1 minute per person. And I would also ask that you consider trying not to be redundant in your comments if you agree with prior comments, that would, rather than restating it completely, unless you have something additional to add, then you can just agree with prior statements that had been made, and that would help expedite your comments as well. So I ask you to consider that as we move forward, and ask then, Gabe, if people might want to continue to make their comments now because they can't stay until later, to see if they can, if they are interested in continuing to make their comments at this point.
So for clarification, would you like me to read all the names now and have people decide whether they would like to comment now, or would you like people who would like to comment now to come up to me individually and assume
I think the latter would be more expeditious. If you feel a need to comment at this time rather than waiting for 6.1 to be called, if you could approach Gabe and let him know, please. And in particular, if you can't stay until 6.1, this would be an appropriate time to make your comments.
Board Member Wu?
Yes.
One additional comment I'd like to note for the board members and speakers this evening, that the proceedings are being recorded stenographically. So I ask all speakers to please state your name and speak so that the court reporter can hear you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope that everybody in the audience caught that. We have a stenographer here today, and for these purposes, we would ask that you speak clearly and state your name for the record. Okay, Mr. Ross, are you ready?
Okay, we have 11 comments, 11 members of the public who would like to speak on 2.0, so I'll go ahead and read those. The first four, if folks can please line up behind the microphone in the order in which you're called. The first four comments are from Mary Cha, Marnie Cooley, Wendy Yee, and Greg Parker.
I'd ask the pleasure of my colleagues on the dais here. 1 minute. I see acknowledgement. Okay. So, Mr. Timer, will you set the clock for 1 minute, and please.
Good evening, board members and Superintendent Raymond. My name is Mary Cha. I'm a teacher at Wilson Wood Middle School. I believe that Wilson Wood was selected to be a priority school to aid in achieving goal number one, which is use the superintendent's priority schools as places of innovation to attack persistent underperformance and achievement gap of Pillar 3 in our district's 2010 to 2014 strategic plan, which emphasizes organizational transformation. The goal was we stand for the relentless pursuit of excellence. Part of the vision in our district was to pledge as children come first, promise to put a child's best interest at heart of every decision we make, and stand up together. From that, new principles for the economy would emerge. Rethink, innovate, excel. That's what we at Wilson Wood represent. To accomplish this, it is critical that our staff remain the same. At Wilson Wood, we have our students at heart in every decision we make. Do you have our students at heart in the decisions that you make for our district? Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Before we take the next speaker, I'd like to remind the members of our audience that we adopt the silent clap here, so for efficiency purposes. Thank you. Continue, please.
Hi, my name is Marnie Cooley. Everybody knows me as Miss Wolf, and I have with me next to me as support Connie Banna, student at Wilson Wood. I am a teacher at Wilson Wood. Good evening, board members. Jonathan Raymond. Everybody. We just want to reiterate the importance of keeping continuity and the current staff that we have on our campus. With becoming a priority school for the past 2 years, we have been striving to achieve what we need to achieve, not only for our students, but for the staff. Not only do we have an outstanding staff, but we have members that we have this year that have just completed our staff to where we could have things to where our students can achieve and accomplish what we as teachers like to see them accomplish. We are a very college goal and oriented school, and again, the continuity is what we are looking for at Wilson Wood, and we are hoping that the staff that we now have, we will continue to keep for the next year and the next year, and who knows how many years down the road. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Wendy Yee. This is my 10th year teaching at Rosa Parks Middle School, and I just want to take you through a before and after of what our school was like. A typical day, there was never enough adults, so we had kids in the hallways, profanity, disrespect, being cursed, that was normal, bullying, hostility just about everywhere. And this year, with all the adults that we have kids smiling, greeting each other, being polite, opening doors for adults and each other. We have kids learning new things all day. They're talking about the things they are doing in class, at lunchtime and in PE of all things. And they're learning a lot of academic and life skills that I've just not seen in my 10 years there. And what we have this year has been working. The people we have at the school have been working. And I'm asking that we just let us keep that for as much time as we can and let that keep happening for our school. Thank you.
We'd also like to commend the superintendent and the board for any part they played in bringing that staff to us. They are professionals in what they do. And the school climate has changed dramatically.
Excuse me. For the record, can you please state your name?
My name is Greg Parker. I'm a teacher also at Rosa Parks.
Thank you.
Our next four comments on 2.0 are from Catherine Briscoe, Zoe Nesda, Tiffany Wilson, and Christina Allison.
Hi, my name is Catherine Briscoe. I'm a special education teacher at Oak Ridge Elementary. Respected members of the board and Superintendent Raymond, I urge you to give special consideration to those priority schools which are piloting inclusive practices here in Sacramento City Unified School District. Our teachers have received extensive training in inclusive practices, differentiating instruction, and to lose those teachers at this point would be extremely detrimental to our students and the district, as you would lose the investment that you have placed in our teachers. I urge you to please give us special consideration, as at our school in particular, we would lose all but three teachers, which would create a lasting negative impact on our students who receive special education services. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Zoe Nesda, and I'm here to speak on behalf of all priority school teachers. In Teaching with Poverty in Mind, Eric Jensen writes, with a small portion of their lives that you do have access to, you cannot afford to waste a single class or school day. You cannot afford to put a student down or treat him unfairly. You cannot afford to bore a student or fail to engage her in class. School needs to be a nonstop bobsled ride full of activity, challenge, correction, support, and enrichment. You need to challenge the students to do their best every hour of every day that they are in your charge. Unless your school is doing this month after month, year after year, you have no chance. You will make your classroom and your school failure a self-fulfilling prophecy. To get the best from your students, you must expect and demand the best from yourself. To be at the top of the game of your game as a teacher, to provide students with that bobsled ride of activity, challenge, correction, support, and enrichment, you need to believe in constant improvement. The priority schools have centered their work on Richard Elmore's obvious but also groundbreaking statement, "Hold on to your hats, teaching causes learning." The stronger, the more precise and deliberate the teaching is, the deeper the learning will be. And so we feel the responsibility to be good stewards of the investment and trust that this board has put into us. This board believes in our mission and knows that our growth has been the direct result of investing in our teachers.
Thank you.
My name is Tiffany Wilson. Good evening. I have worked for Sac City District for 11 years now, and in my time I've met many talented educators. I stand here tonight not to discredit a single educator in our district, but rather to emphasize the critical role that a team of educators on a school campus plays in changing the cycle of failure. As you decide on recommendations for skipping, I ask you to keep a few numbers in mind. This year alone, our staff spent 42 hours together in trainings before the school year even began. Another 52 hours during the school year were spent with outside trainers in developing common reading and writing practices. In addition, 91 hours have been devoted to working with grade level teams to map curriculum, examine student work, and refine practices. That's 185 hours of time spent together as a team of educators to better the learning conditions of hundreds of students. 18 of those were required by contract, 167 were not. Those 167 hours cannot easily be duplicated. To take away all but three of our teachers would be devastating. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Christina Allison. I'm a second grade teacher at Oak Ridge. I joined Oak Ridge this year and was immediately inspired by the passion, motivation, and commitment of the staff that you as a board had given us the opportunity to achieve. One of the students at Oak Ridge, who is in sixth grade right now, was asked, do you know how Oak Ridge was asked to write a response to how he feels Oak Ridge is now with it being the new priority school? His answer was, do you know how Oak Ridge was in 2009, 2010? It wasn't a complete riot, but it wasn't the best school in the world either. In September 2010, that soon changed monumentally. New teachers, new scores, new scholars. This school has tremendously changed in so many different ways. Our teachers have had a significant impact on our scores and our character too. They actually came with faith and trust in us. They gave us a chance to learn, to make something of ourselves. And we are asking you to remember that we are putting our children first here and to take that into consideration tonight.
And our final four comments here on 2.0. Again, we have everyone's cards for 6.0 following closed session. The final four comments for 2.0 are from Doug Husher, Billy Eidlett, Scott Smith, and Audrey Marshall Baggs.
Good evening. I'm Doug Husher, principal at Oak Ridge. And I would just like to say tonight, I want to thank the board for supporting priority schools, and I want to encourage you to continue your courageous leadership. All too often in education, we let adult issues sidetrack us when this is really all about the kids. None of us would be here tonight without those kids. They are the reason for our work. As has been said tonight, if we did layoffs in the traditional way at Oak Ridge, all but two employees would be laid off. For continuity, for innovation, to continue our work as incubators of innovation, we need to keep the priority school work moving forward in all regards. I'd like to thank my team. We have 18 teachers that showed up tonight with less than 24 hours notice. Could Oak Ridge staff please stand up? My salute to you for your honest, wonderful work you do every day. Thank you. Last but not least, just I salute the board for working hard to keep priority schools moving, and I encourage you to continue to be courageous in your leadership. Thank you.
Good evening, board members, Superintendent Raymond. I'm Billy Eidley, principal at Jedediah Smith Elementary School. First, I want to say that I'm standing up here to support all children, support all teachers, to support all families. But I'm also up here to publicly state that I'm incredibly proud of the hard work my students have put into in adopting the redesign efforts of Jedediah Smith Elementary School. I'm also extremely proud of the hard work the adults who work at our school have put into making Jed Smith the best school to serve the three neighborhoods of Land Park Woods, CV Circle, and New Helvetia. And I wanted to thank you for giving us the opportunity, the courage, and the support to do things differently for some of the best families and students in all of Sacramento who have been purposely and sometimes not purposely ignored by our school district, our city, our system. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Audrey Marshall Baggs. I'm a kindergarten teacher at Theodore Judah Elementary School in East Sac. I'm also the staff green team lead there, and I'm a six-year teacher. I've received a pink slip every year that I've been working in Sac City, and I want to talk about skipping teachers at priority schools. To me, skipping teachers at priority schools suggests that the superintendent and board value those teachers in schools more highly than me and my school. I do not understand this. At Tahoe Elementary, where I used to work, I completed 10 to 20 home visits a year and voluntarily extended my school day. At Theodore Judah, I'm a staff lead for our much praised and innovative green team, which besides being a model of leadership and teamwork for schools and students all over the district, has actually saved the district a lot of money with its energy-saving discoveries and practices. I question whether or not it is correct, not to mention fair, to say that certain schools and communities will be more adversely affected by teacher layoffs than others. For example, Theodore Judah is growing in enrollment, unlike many of our schools, drawing families back to the district from local private schools. If I'm pink-slipped again, we will be affected too. I just want to say that I think that we all decided to go with our union and the hire date, and it may not be perfect, but it is free from bias. So please reconsider skipping certain teachers simply because of which school they work at, because I think we all matter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, board members. I'm Scott Smith, president of SCTA. And I'm here the first time because there seems to be some misunderstanding in terms of what this ruling would do to teachers at priority schools. For the priority schools that were actually having programs that were different from those at other schools, the ALJ judge agreed with those programs that they were different and allowed the skipping. For those schools that weren't, they disallowed the skipping. If you were to uphold all of the findings, no teacher would lose their position at any priority school, none. And in fact, 57 teachers would come back into the district. And that is something that seems to be lost in all of this. Thank you.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. So given that that is the final of our comments for before we go into closed session, I now adjourn this meeting to move on to item 3.0, closed session.
And we'll call back to order at 6:45, thereof approximately. Thank you. Sore throat.
Oh, yeah.